This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway.
We're the best of friends.
Are we back?
It feels good, man.
It does.
It feels good.
It does. Welcome on in. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Potentially on the road again to Santa Clara as the Eagles get back in the win department. All right, we got a lot to break down today, a lot to react to. A great victory yesterday for the Philadelphia Eagles on the road in Minnesota, where Carson Wentz was terrible and Jalen Hurts was awesome. What a day. 215-592-9494. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Don't it feel good, man, to have a W? We don't got nothing to worry about. It's a lot of, you know, excitement today.
Yeah, for sure there's excitement.
People had a great, it was a great day yesterday, man. Hung out at some places where, you know, shout out to the Bank Bar. Never went on the other side of Jersey, where on the other side of the Walt Whitman. It was nice. It was a nice little spot.
I'm glad you had a good time.
It was, Gloucester Township?
Yeah, sure, Gloucester. Yeah. Maybe I had even a better time because of the way the Eagles played.
Gloucester?
Yeah.
How you pronounce it, though? But it's Gloucester, Gloucester.
Well, it's not.
I mean, no.
We can say it that way.
No, but it's spelled that, right? It's spelled Gloucester, right?
I suppose. I mean, if you want to
No, I'm just saying it's one of those ones where it's Gloucester.
But that's not how it's said. You know.
I don't give a shit.
I'm just trying to. That just, you know how some things you get. Well, I get stuck on stuff all the time.
Eagles won.
But I got stuck on that.
Eagles 28, Vikings 22 yesterday. As Hugh Douglas tells us about his places he travels. All right, let's get into it. That was a wild game yesterday.
It was
higher scoring than I thought it would be. I thought it'd be more ugly and low scoring. We did get a defensive score, but let's not beat around the bush. The story of the day was Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts was incredible yesterday,
and he was surgical.
I'm going to put it this way: it's the best throwing game of Jalen Hurts' career. That's the best I've ever seen Jalen Hurts perform in the passing game. Obviously, the Super Bowls have been amazing, and he's played great in those two games. But in those games, his legs were a big part of it. Yesterday, that was not. It was his arm. And in those two games, just to compare and contrast quickly, he did have a turnover in each of the two Super Bowls he played in. He didn't have anything yesterday. There was nothing negative yesterday in the passing game. I thought Jalen Hurts was outstanding. For everyone out there that says, give him his due. Well, he plays like that. He gets his due, 19-23, a perfect passer rating. And Hugh, I felt like yesterday wasn't just the 19-23, right? He's had games of 19 completions. I mean, that out of 23, 24, 25, that's not insane. What I thought yesterday was they were huge plays. They were third, you know, fourth and four. They were third and 13. They were by the sidelines. They were up the field. There was the shot to Devontae. They were impactful throws. They were decisive throws. At times, he moved out of the pocket to make a big play. I just thought he was awesome. Extended the play, made the plays. He was the best player on the field yesterday as Eagles get back in the win column here, Hugh. Big day for Jalen.
Oh, no question about it, man. What I liked about it was that, you know, the defense, they bit, but they didn't break.
Yep.
Carson Wentz, man. Good Google.
This is why I hated watching him play. The guy is awful. Googly. The guy is a losing player.
It was. You talk about somebody that's bipolar. A couple times, like when he settled down, he was throwing the ball all over the place. He settled down. He looked pretty decent. And then all of a sudden, he just start screwing up.
I mean, there was like that five-play sequence where he has the two interceptions, right? The one to Jalen Hurts that he returned for a touchdown. And then the one to Makuba, he might as well have called a fair catch.
I don't understand. Somebody called it a punt.
It was.
Because it was a punt. Why would you do that? Knowing the way defenses are, you hung that ball out there.
Yeah.
Nothing good happens when you just heave it down the field like that. What are you doing? What were you thinking?
Well, I'm just glad we were playing against him yesterday. And it was a reminder. Look, Jalen Hurts at times has frustrated all of us, and he's been up and down. The passing game has. But Jalen at his best is awesome. And we saw it yesterday. He performed at his best. It's the best game I've ever watched Jalen Hurts play throwing the football in the NFL. He was precise. He was throwing the ball deep with accuracy on time with his receivers. The shot play to Devontae was incredible. Like every time they needed a big throw, Jalen Hurts made it all the way to the last drive of the game. And I sat there watching it, Hugh, yesterday, and I'm like, finally, because all these weeks go by where the pass game is like, or there's like lulls in it, and you wonder, when are we going to get a full game? I had a finally feeling. Like, Jalen Hurts can obviously do it. There's ability in his arm, but it was a finally. Hugh Douglas, what'd you feel yesterday watching it? Was it a finally or more of a, and I told you so, Douglas?
Well, it was a little bit of I told you so, because I kind of told y'all that, order to get the running game going, we had to probably lean more into the passing game. Mm-hmm. I know it was something to that effect. But I was happy to see Jalen, show people that he could play and be a really good quarterback. Here's the thing, though, and this is a fair assessment. You have to be a little bit more, because quarterbacks, you're not going to play great every week.
Right.
But it can't look like 1 week, you can't look 1 week like you're not on point. And then the next week you look like, Johnny Unitas.
Yeah.
you know what I mean?
That was Johnny U yesterday.
Because I don't want to say you don't want to look like you don't know what you're doing, because he knows what he's doing. But some weeks are better than others. And I know that matchups, for the most part, they dictate that. You know, the matchups favored you in the passing game a little bit more this week, even though, we still have to run the ball a little bit better. I think that the running game was good enough, and they stuck with it just enough so to keep teams honest. And it's going to be like that until you start convincing people that you can throw the ball on a consistent basis. You're going to get that. You're going to get that. But you did yourself a huge favor by changing the narrative by throwing the ball the way that you did and commanding the offense the way that you did, especially in the second half. Because, that's been a big problem for us over the last couple of weeks, is that we just look like we sputtered in the second half.
Yeah, I think what you just said there about the running game needs to be better and the defense and all, I think it's why yesterday was so impressive by Jalen Hurts, because he didn't get a lot of help yesterday, right? I mean, the Jalen Hurts interception return was a huge part of the game, and it was 7 points in a game they won by six. So that was help. But they didn't run the ball well, right? Yesterday was another day they didn't run the ball well. I mean, they just got stymied again in the running game. And the defense gave up nearly 400 yards to Carson Wentz. They made a lot of plays, and they were buckled down in the red zone, bend but didn't break. But it wasn't like the defense dominated all game and got the Vikings off the field three and out every time. So Jalen had to be great. And when they asked him to be great on those big throws down the field, that's when he was money. And that's the one thing I think we all agree on. If you say, what does Jalen do best in the passing game? Well, he throws a beautiful deep ball, especially up the sideline. Early this season, though, he had missed too many of those. Like Devontae, he missed them last week against the Giants. He's got to hit those, because that's kind of how the Eagles' offense functions. Jalen's got to hit those big shots. And yesterday, he hit them all. I mean, he hit the one to AJ in the first drive for the touchdown. He hit the big 78-yarder to Devontae Smith to really get it going in the second half. And then I thought later in the game, the one to the down-the-field touchdown to A.J. Brown sealed the game. I mean, from there, it was like, all right, that they got this now. 215-592-9494. The Eagles are back in the win column. They found a way yesterday. Carson Wentz and the way he plays certainly helped. But Jalen Hurts is the story for me. He was awesome yesterday. It's an A-plus performance. It's the best throwing game I've ever seen him have in the NFL. Let's hear from Jordan Mailata explaining and talking about his quarterback yesterday.
Hey, you had two receivers combined for over 300 receiving yards.
Nasty.
Jalen Hurts was... He had a perfect passer rating.
He did?
Yes, perfect passer rating.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
It means he was perfect.
no interceptions, almost perfect in the passing game, that amount of yards. Cool, when else have you seen Jalen as good as today?
I think, to me, it'll always be the Super Bowl. Not to bring up past games, but
you were mentioning
that was I'm not, but you just asked me the question. I'm just being honest.
Reference.
I'm just being honest. That was the best I've ever seen him play, and today, second best that I've seen him play.
Well, I like how you didn't know what a perfect passer rating is. You know, it doesn't matter if you know the formula. You know it if you see it. Yesterday was perfection out of the quarterback, and he was awesome yesterday. Let's hear from Saquon Barkley talking about his quarterback, Jalen Hurts.
You know, I don't want to say he's expected, but we know the work that he puts in. We know the way that he, you know, how he comes to work, how he leads, and the type of player that he is. And he came up big for us. A perfect passing rating, like we're talking about here. It's amazing. And, you know, AJ and Smitty came up big with him.
Well, they did. I mean, they had 300 yards passing to the two wide receivers. I mean, when was the last time that happened around here? In fact, I saw a stat, Hugh, on Friday night, and it was listing all the great quarterbacks in the NFL, right? Like, in the last time, and they set the bar at 300 yards passing and just one touchdown, right? 300 yards passing and one touchdown. And the graphic was, like, how many games since all of these guys have done that? And you would think, all right, like, how many games it has been since Jalen Hurts did exactly that? Well, so here it was. So before yesterday, Jalen Hurts had gone 28 regular season games and playoff games, 28 games since having 300 passing yards and a touchdown. For the other great quarterbacks, like Baker did it his last game, Mahomes, Stafford, Dak, Herbert, like all these guys done it recently. It had been 28 games since Jalen Hurts did that. He did it. He delivered. He was awesome yesterday. 215-592-9494 is how you hop board as we react to an Eagles victory. Kyle, what are you feeling as the Eagles get back in the win column?
Yeah, I mean, so best game that he's played, the quarterback, I should say, and I think the passing offense, best they've looked all season by a mile. Mm-hmm. I think, like, front to back. It was a little bit choppy in the beginning, but I think overall, considering the quarterback had a perfect pass rating and the receivers were going off, like, best that the passing offense has looked this season. And I thought after the game that that was probably the best that I've ever seen Hurts look as a passer, like, in his entire career. That looked like what Aaron would call the Sky Marshal.
He arrived yesterday.
He was the Sky Marshal yesterday.
That's funny.
And, like, I think it just... Because I'm with you, I'm kind of like, finally, you know, like, it just proved to me that when Jalen Hurts is playing great football, that the passing offense can look great. Like, that was the, I think that was the biggest thing to me that changed over, you know, from the first five, six games to this one, is that they got incredible quarterback play. And you saw the result on the field. Like, that is what I envision this passing offense to look like when I see all the talent that they have. And I mean, that's the type of passing offense this team's going to need. Like, I think going into the season, I'm sitting there saying, I think the defense probably going to take a step back a little bit.
And they have.
That looks to be the case. I think Saquon's going to take a step back. Now, I didn't expect to this degree, but that also seems to be the case. So the way the Eagles are going to have to win football games is by bombs away. Like, they're going to have to get this passing game going. And that was, I think, an example of sort of what I drew up this Eagles season to look like, at least in terms of my expectations. So they need to, like, ride that and keep that going for the rest of the season, and they're going to win a lot of football games.
Yeah, which is why all the talk about Petula was just was over the top. But, like, it was the same Kevin Petula yesterday. If Jalen Hurts plays well, which he was great yesterday, they will move the football with these two wide receivers. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Your reaction to the game, the victory. Eagles back in the win column. Jalen Hurts, awesome. The best throwing game I've ever seen him have in the NFL. And the feeling after you watched it, was it a more of a final? Or, I told you so, Douglas over here claims he told us so, but I'm not sure.
Kind of did, but, you know, I let it go. I won't.
You told us so.
No, I won't. Yeah. I won't.
You told us what?
I told y'all that we need to throw the football.
Joe and I haven't been saying that this entire season.
I don't recall.
No, we said they have to throw the football well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they did it yesterday.
I don't recall.
Yeah, okay.
I don't recall.
You know what?
Doesn't fit my
Maybe we could go back and listen to Friday's show. Did I miss you, Douglas, saying Jalen Hurts would have a perfect passer rating and 326 yards?
I don't think I said that directly.
Oh, I got you.
I alluded to it.
Yeah, no, you did not. You did not allude to that.
I alluded
Chris
to
in
it.
Middletown up first on a Victory Monday. What's up, Chris?
Happy Victory Monday, man.
Good morning, Chris. What's up? What are you feeling?
I'm glad to hear that we got Humble Douglas in the studio.
Always.
Today.
Always.
I am a man of the people. Glaucus. sister.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, you did me dirty because now I'm getting phone calls back.
That's why I do it though, Kyle, because it's amazing to me.
To screw me over?
Jock Douglas is back.
What bothers people? My enunciation bothers you so much that you called into the show. Thank you. Gloucester.
They call me.
Yeah, he doesn't let them
you
get
don't
to
have
the
to
air
wear
because it'll derail
I
the
do.
Show. All right, go ahead, Chris.
Kyle, he's clearly a problem. I mean,
every day. Every single day.
He's what they call a nudge.
Yes.
Listen, so this was clearly the best game of Hurts' career. And, you know, with all due respect, Mulata doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Let's look at this. So the Super Bowl, he was front running the entire time because the defense, you know, which defense dominate because defense is what wins championships and they matter. They were destroying the Chiefs. So he had the ability to sit back and take his time and he wasn't pressed. Yesterday was a different game. He was in a pressure cooker the entire game. And all he did was make plays when they needed to be made. But can we have an honest conversation? Because we're all about full honesty on this show.
Absolutely.
So, let's look what it took to get a win. It took a perfect quarterback rating by Jalen. And it took Carson Wentz putting on an Eagles uniform again and doing all he can to sink the Vikings.
Forever an Eagle, Carson Wentz. I mean, those two interceptions in a span of 5 minutes were remarkable. He is the dumbest quarterback in the league.
He's got free beers anytime he wants in Philadelphia. All right? And we needed that defensive pick six to win the game, which, again, proves to any buddy that defense matters and is clearly not a luxury, you know, with all due respect that only crazy people would say that. But, you know, I pivot. So guys, you know, I'm happy with the win, but to say that it's realistic for Jalen to have a perfect quarterback rating every single week is not real. That's like, we're living in la la land. Here's a glaring problem. We have, Cam Jurgens hurt, Landon Dickerson's hurt. Steen looks like, you know, more like a crossing guard out there than an NFL guard. And with the center of that offensive line in shambles right now, and that's also the problem with us not having a run game, it's terrifying. But you know what? At the end of the day, like Hugh says, a win is a win. And let's go Eagles!
Chris, appreciate it. Yeah, look, he's not. That was a tepid yay.
Huh? What do you mean?
We got a win. What is that?
No,
yay?
I'm just saying. I'm more for Chris. No, that was a good win. Really
yeah.
good win.
I mean, it was a very tepid yay.
Hmm. No, I'm just saying it was like yay, Chris.
Oh, but about yay Eagles? They won the game.
Oh no, I went through that whole thing. Yesterday. I don't care about the fans. Love the fans. Love you.
You went through the whole thing yesterday. Today we're on the air. We got.
No, I'm just saying. I love it.
He was like, guys.
I went through the joy yesterday.
Been there, done that.
Been there, done that.
No.
He's taking the rest of the show off.
I got beef with the people that's mad at me because I said Gloucester.
Then stop saying it.
Gloucester.
I'm about to have beef with you, too. You're killing me back here.
I'm just saying. I just find it hilarious what people get.
Even on a day where we're all happy, they won. The quarterback finally and the receivers finally on the same. Finally making big plays.
300 of them things, Joe.
326.
300 of them things.
Getting to 326 yards on 19 completions is a pretty remarkable day's work. I mean, that usually takes a lot more completions for any quarterback.
Man.
That is Sky Marshall stuff. Right?
Sky Marshall-esque.
He was finally the Sky Marshall. That's where I'm at. I'm not at I told you so. I mean, Hugh could lie and say he told us it was going to happen on Friday.
Kind of felt like this.
No. There's a few people out there in our audience that probably could feel like I told you so. Hugh Douglas is not one of them.
Definitely one.
No.
I feel like peacocking around the studio a little bit.
The only thing you can do that for is Hugh almost nailed the score of the game perfectly on the pregame show yesterday.
I did.
Really?
28-21, he said, Eagles.
I did say
by
that.
A point, you're off. Man. Pretty good.
I have vision.
Well, I mean, hold on.
You didn't get the score right.
Timeout.
But I was close.
You also picked
what did you pick, Kyle? What was your score?
I didn't make a pick, but if I were, it was going to be 28-22.
You also picked a pretty common score. You're over there saying,
no, I did.
You did. Yes, you did.
Yeah, 28-21
is a regular NFL game.
Four touchdowns to three.
What did you say this was like? 19-17 or something?
19-17. But I picked the Eagles to win. We both did.
Yeah, we did pick.
Yeah. All right. Going back, I would have guessed 28-22.
I mean, if it wasn't for the pick six, I almost nailed the points they scored, right? I mean, you didn't tell us it was going to be a pick six.
Yeah, I didn't tell you.
Boy, Jay Alexander, what a play that was.
You were calling for a defensive touchdown.
I did. You know, I forgot to bet it. On our pre-show meeting on Friday, I said, this is a game, the way, you know, know, the Eagles offense obviously plays, it wasn't playing well. Carson Wentz plays like he, you know, he's hungover. This felt like a game that could be a defensive score. We got one with Jalen Hurts on. Aaron in San Diego, he's the one that talked with the Sky Marshal, Jalen Hurts. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron. Your guy delivered yesterday. He was awesome.
I got to tell you, boys, I am kind of torn today. I've got two parts to me. The first part is my heart, my illogical diehard fandom just says, my boy Sky Marshall Hurts did it. He proved everybody wrong, put up all kinds of numbers, threw the ball all over the field. Our receivers had over 300 yards combined. And then I've got the logical side of me. I've got the brain. I've got the eye test. And this team, I don't know what it is, but they have yet to pass the eye test for me. I mean, we let Carson Wentz throw that ball all over the field. I mean, this offense at the beginning is bland. It's predictable. We're all sitting on the couch going, hey, they're going to give the ball to Saquon Barkley here. And guess what? They give the ball to Saquon Barkley. I got to see some ingenuity. I need to see some creativity in this offense. Run a jet sweep once in a while instead of running right into the heart of the defense where Saquon Barkley, you know, gets minus 2 yards.
Well, Aaron, you're not wrong. Here's what I would say. They are a good team, potentially a very, very good team, but they have clear holes, Aaron. I mean, that's last year they had very few holes, and I think it was why they looked so dominant. Like, that second corner is a problem. I mean, whether it's Adoree, who got hurt yesterday, or it's Ringo. I mean, Jordan Addison was open the entire game. I mean, even Carson Wentz couldn't miss him. That's how open he was for the entire. Like, we have, Aaron, they do have holes. I mean, Howie's got 2 weeks here until the trade deadline to try to patch this thing up, but at least we got the quarterback playing the way he's supposed to play. Because yesterday, and that's why it's so important, Eric, because if he plays like this, it can make up for the other issues they have.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, Joe, is our quarterback played his ass off yesterday. Our receiver showed up. Even our tight end showed up. And then Saquon Barkley, even though he didn't have a hole, what he created yesterday was freaking phenomenal. Our problem is this offensive line. And it's not just these guys that are filling in. Jordan Mailata didn't look great yesterday. I mean, Stoutland's got to get them in the laboratory. They've got to figure it out. Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Throwing the ball all over the field and bombs away is not a championship recipe. Okay, we've got to become that all-around team that is able to manage the clock, okay? And is able as a ball controlled offense, we need to get it back to what it was last year. We need to have an even balance if we are going to compete for the Super Bowl. But hey, big win this weekend. You know, this week coming up, we've got episode 2 of Hugh and Joe.
Oh, I can't wait! Yeah, Aaron's AI cartoon of Hugh and I, which debuted this weekend on social media. Aaron, we appreciate it. We'll all check that out. AI Hugh and I.
I'm not gonna lie.
Not in your doubt. Did you enjoy it, Hugh?
No, I just like how he went to plug it and you just kind of cut him off.
Well, I mean, I can give the cliff notes. I don't think we need.
I don't recommend following Aaron.
I don't need a trailer for the cartoon on social media. We could tell everyone it's there. If they want to go find it, they can. I appreciate the work the guy put into it. We got a game to react to here. All right, 215-592-9494. The Eagles stopped the bleeding yesterday on the back of what I believe was the best passing game of Jalen Hurts. Can we keep the main thing? You all want praise for the quarterback. I'm giving the quarterback as much praise as I ever gave him. And we're talking about AI cartoons. All right, 215-592-9494. Your calls on the game. You're here for an I Told You So. We'll take those calls as well. I need all the Jalen Hurts maniacs today. If you are like, oh, I told you, you doubted him and he did it. Well, today's your day. He was awesome yesterday. Best throwing game of his career. Hugh Douglas claims he told us this would happen. I didn't hear it one time last week, not a single time. And now we got the giggles. 215-592-9494. On the other side, all your phone calls and the montage, how it sounded right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back goes Wentz. He starts to roll. He's still rolling. He is firing. Going deep downfield, and it is intercepted by Makuba. His second interception of the game. He intercepts it, gets hit immediately at the 43-yard line of the Eagles. Yeah. Wentz has two interceptions already today.
This is the Carson Wentz that we know.
Oh, Mike Quick, spot on.
Smart, man.
Yeah,
damn.
It is definitely a different experience watching it on the other side. When it was here, you know, you wanted to vomit as you watched him try to play the position. But when it's on the other side, it's like you knew at some point he was going to give the ball away. And look, he had some plays. I mean, he makes plays, right? He can run around. He makes plays. He's got a good arm. But he will give the football game away. Jalen Hurts did the opposite. He was on point perfection. When it comes to Jalen Hurts yesterday, 215-592-9494 is how you hop in. Merrill Reese will join us coming up at 11 o'clock. We'll have the Merrill montage in a little bit here, how it sounded yesterday, the best moments of the 28-22 victory by the Eagles on WIP. And we'll get to the news that came out during the pregame show yesterday as we await for confirmation that our guy Brandon Graham is going to rejoin the Eagles. So we'll get to all that coming up. But we start here with Jalen Hurts, the win, the game itself. I thought it was the best throwing game of Jalen Hurts' career. That includes the Super Bowls. And part of it may have been, it was one of those, is this what y'all wanted to see games from Jalen Hurts? He had a look in his eye. Let's listen to Jordan Mailata saying Jalen had that look like he was going to dominate.
So from the Devontae bomb to that fourth down, or third down?
Yeah, to AJ.
4 minutes to AJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was loud, demonstrative on the a little bit more than he was the AJ one. The AJ one, he was just like that sharpness to his eye. Now, have you guys spoken to Jalen yet?
No. Yeah.
So he'll probably deny everything I just said. You guys know it. He probably will. He'll probably be like, don't listen to him. He doesn't know what he's saying. But I see it. There's a look in his eye when he's in that mode. Just like.
But there does, seem to be something about his career when, like, starting to doubt me a little bit, or whatever. He just kind of comes in.
I tell you, it's a look in his eye.
How often does he get that?
ask him. I say, hey, just say, hey, how often do you, like, Jordan says it's a look that you have. Yeah. It's like a focus. It's like a focus.
Well, he had it yesterday. I do like the background music in the Eagles locker room.
Yeah, that's the Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That's right.
A little elements.
Celebration music yesterday. He had that look yesterday. So Jordan Mailata said that Jalen Hurts would deny the look. Well, he didn't quite deny it, but he did push the credit to his teammates. Let's hear Hurts yesterday on the look he had in his eye during the game.
Well, you don't have a game like that without the guys around you. You know, I give a lot of credit to them. Give a lot of credit to the collective of everyone hanging in there. And enduring the game, and you know, it's team football in the end, and so just happy to come out here and figure out a way to win a football game. That's a really good team, a really good defense, and it was a challenge. They presented a ton of challenges towards us, but we were able to endure and find a way to win, and I'm very thankful of that.
You know, what he mentioned there, you know, kind of puts into context to what he did. So Jalen's had some games like this, not quite the perfect passer rating, but statistically, you look at some games he had last year, his best games, you could say they were somewhat similar to yesterday. With the difference is, you go back to last year, right? He had a game like this or something similar against the Bengals in Cincinnati around this time last year. That Bengals defense was the worst in the NFL. He had a game last December against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That was the "is this what y'all wanted to see" game.
Yeah.
That Steelers defense down the stretch last year was not any good. Yesterday, that wasn't the story, right? The Vikings defense is good. Brian Flores is one of the best coordinators in the NFL. What did we say all week? Uh-oh. It's Brian Flores. This is the wrong week.
Yeah, yeah.
And he torched them.
Yes, he did. He usually has games like that, man. He steps up in big moments. It's weird. He's an anomaly. I'm not going to say he's a weirdo. He's an anomaly. I think that's the best way to describe
your weirdo
it.
Weirdo isn't today's not the
well,
day for weirdo.
Well, it's you know I'm not a wordsmith around here. People still mad at me about what I was talking about.
Yeah, those
about
in South Jersey would agree.
They mad about that, but let it go, people. We got bigger fish to fry.
We do.
But it just feels like in moments like this, this is where he shines and he thrives. When you doubt him the most, that's when he shows you who he is. The only problem I had with that is this. Can we get a little bit consistent? Just a little bit. I'm not complaining. Because I know today is not the day to complain. But can we not kind of have...
Wow, coming from Hugh. You people thought this would come from me today.
No, but listen,
I'm just happy we got the best game of his career.
No, what I'm saying
never
is this.
Never satisfied Douglas over here. This is remarkable.
See, and this is why I told y'all a couple weeks ago.
Here we go.
Like, the passing games that he had wasn't bad because there was a lot of people on their internet that were mad at the fact that, you know, he threw more in the last few weeks and we didn't get the win.
Well, I don't care about more. I care about efficiency.
The volume. There you go. He was more efficient this week.
Of course.
We need to keep that. We need to keep that the main thing.
Look, and to be fair, to expect perfect passer ratings
is ridiculous.
That's not happening. I mean, that's a once in a while thing. It's a statistical anomaly. But just the way he played, and I even love, like, it wasn't. There were a couple of throws there. The guy was wide open, right? Like when they schemed the shot to Devontae, right? Mm-hmm. He hit him, and it was schemed. It reminded me of the dagger in the Super Bowl, the Devontae shot. And that's he's got to be on time. He's got to throw it well. All right, but that's. That's like a coaching and player thing come together. But a few of these were not that. Like the fourth and four and the first drive of the game, that's all improvisation, right? It's fourth and four. They're trying for a quick shot. It doesn't work. The blocking was actually good on that. And Jalen and AJ, they had a little signal, like, you know, go up. I mean, take them up to the end zone. And Jalen threw it perfect. Late in the game, doing the same thing to AJ Brown for another one. And then the third and 13, I think it was with like 9 minutes to go or so, in the game where he rolls right and hits Brown by the sideline, that is a star quarterback play. That was awesome to see. 215-592-9494. We'll get to the montage, how it all sounded yesterday on WIP coming up in a few minutes. Right now, though, let's go to Abdul in Germantown, who's up on WIP. Good morning, Abdul.
Good morning.
So
what I wanted to speak about, in your open synopsis, you kind of tried to take Petula out of it again. Same argument we had last week.
Well, I'm not taking him out. The point I made last week, and yet it's the same thing as yesterday, he's not the story. If the players play well, that's the story.
Right, and I don't want to make it a story because we won yesterday, but I just feel like you just always try to act like it's, oh, he did the same thing as last week, and he just played better. Of course he played better, but Petullo had to get that, you know, the deep shot call from Smitty. Smitty told Cam, hey, I see something. Cam told Petullo. Did you hear that story?
Yes. But isn't that football? Doesn't that happen in every game where the players tell the coach, hey, this is happening here, we could attack it?
Right. And understood. I was a little bit hot at first. I calmed down as I listened, as I waited. You were kind of, you know, coming back to the Jalen Hurts side, but you started off a little rough. That's why I called in immediately, as soon as I heard you say Petullo's name.
Mm. Well, I mean, I started off rough. I opened the show by saying it was the best game I've ever seen Jalen Hurts throw the football. Isn't that what you want to hear?
No, you did. You did. But you also said Petullo called the same calls, and obviously.
Well, my point is, I think, and I said this last week, Abdul, we're making too much on Petullo. When the players play well,
see, he's talking about the execution.
Yeah, he means the
plays are there. It's just that the execution was crisper.
Yeah. So Abdul, I'm not like the biggest Ken Petullo fan. In fact, he might not even be that good. Like, he might be average or below. I'm not trying to lie to you or tell you that we have Kyle Shanahan calling the plays here. We don't. But I also don't think he's the biggest idiot ever to walk the earth. I think if the Eagles are a little more efficient with the way they play the players, he'll be fine. Like, we'll score plenty of points with Kevin Petullo.
All right, understood. Jalen made the play that was there yesterday.
Yep. Right.
But you just said he's not the biggest idiot in the world. I'm thinking he's top 10. Since you asked me.
Okay, in the whole world? Yeah, in the whole world?
Yes. All the NFL world. You know what I mean? But he grinds my gears. I can't stand him.
And listen, Abdul, you're not the only one. If they struggle next week or the week after, Abdul, we appreciate the phone call. The Petullo thing's not going away. My point, though, Friday was... like, Joe Flacco got to the Bengals, and in a week they had 300 yards passing. It didn't matter who's calling the plays, who the coaches are, because Flacco executed the plays. And we have enough good players here, including these two receivers. We should be able to move the ball, whether it's Kevin Petullo, Brian Johnson, Hugh Douglas calling the plays.
Yeah, well, Kevin Petullo should have went to the podium, or should go to the podium and say, so that's what y'all wanted to say.
I would love that this week. It'd be so out of character for me. He comes across very mild-mannered in those press conferences. Maybe he's more fired up with the guys. I don't know.
He just went up there and told everybody, in your face.
Yeah.
In your face.
But wasn't Jalen wearing one of those hats? What are those hats
Kango?
Called? Yeah, he was wearing those.
I didn't see that.
No. Last year when he did Isn't That What Y'all Wanted to See? So does Petullo have to wear one of them this week when he goes to the podium tomorrow?
If he does that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't see him in one of those hats. He's more of just a cap guy.
No, those are like old school throwbacks, the ones that Jalen has. Those.
You ever wear
grays.
One of those?
A Kango? I used to wear Kango.
Yeah?
Not like that one, though.
What happened to that era of Hugh Douglas?
I still wear hats, but it's more the bucket.
Yeah, I know.
The bucket looks, but yeah.
Yeah, you don't like the sun.
Nah. What was that?
I don't know.
Nah.
Some of the noises you've made so far today. It's like a 1920s film here. All right, before we go any further, can we hear how it sounded yesterday? The Merrill montage, the best moments of Eagles 28, Vikings 22 on WIP.
We are getting ready here at U.S. Bank Stadium for the Eagles and the Vikings. Carson Wentz lumbering up, getting all set.
Not Prince.
Hurts stamps his foot. Hurts. Gives it off inside.
Minnesota.
And running with the football. Oh. Breaking tackles. Then fumbling the football as he goes down. But they say down on contact.
Oh, are they keeping the offense on the field?
Yes, they are. Fourth down and four. They have to get inside the 33 of the Vikings. Hurts looking. Waving. Going down. Going for A.J. Brown. Caught at the 10. In for a touchdown. Hurts to Brown. And Brown fires it into the stands. The ball goes beyond Wentz. He's out to get it. He captures it outside the 40. What a mistake by the Vikings. Wentz takes the snap. He's looking. He's hit as he throws. It's intercepted. It's picked off. Running with the football. Down the sideline is Jalen Hunt for a touchdown. Back goes Wentz. He starts to roll. He's still rolling. He is firing, going deep downfield, and it is intercepted by Makuba.
Drew
and second interception of the game.
This is the Carson Wentz that we know.
Wentz, again in the gun. He's back. He's looking. His time. He fires. He completes it, but short of the first down. Only to the 10 goes Hockenson. The defense, Mike, although not perfect, is forcing the Vikings to settle for field goals. This will be their third field goal, but the offense has got to come to life. Hurts fakes. He's back. He's looking. He is going deep. He wants Devontae Smith. He has it. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Devontae Smith beat Rodgers. He's looking. He's hit. He's sacked. They got him back at the 20. First sack on Carson Wentz. Hurts. Fakes. He's back. He's looking. Still rolling. fires, and it is complete. Smith at the 30. Smith gets down to the 26-yard line. Hurts firing. A.J. Brown, touchdown!
You stack those two receivers, you get the ball into their area, and good things just happen.
Wentz looking. He's being chased. He fires, and it is diving and making no. They say no. No, they say touchdown. Touchdown, Hockenson. The Eagles didn't think he had it.
After reviewing the play, the receiver lost possession when he hit the ground, so they could keep it.
Wentz takes the snap. He's looking right. He is being chased. They've sacked him back near the 20.
Got him
sack
again.
Sack number two, and it's Uche. Here's the field goal. It is up and easily good. It's a chip shot. With 1:57 remaining, the Eagles lead 28-22. Hurts is back. Here comes the rush. He is looping it for A.J. Brown. Who has it? Who has it? He's down at the 10-yard line. Hurts to A.J. Brown. Magnificent. Magnificent.
Yeah.
46 yards. And that's going to wrap up this game. The Eagles finally have their fifth win of the season as they beat the Minnesota Vikings 28-22.
The Merrill montage there with the best moments. Yeah, I believe Prince is the backdrop because the game was in Minnesota.
I didn't. A little slow today.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
It's only 10:44. Yeah, just wake it up. No big deal.
We got to wake up.
Yeah,
we got to wake up.
What are you talking about?
This is carried over from Friday.
I forgot the Prince. I forgot the tie-in.
Okay, I guess that makes sense.
That's all.
Yeah.
I was just like, why are we playing Prince? I mean, it's not like you play Prince all the time.
No, but
I never play Prince. I'm not a Prince fan. So
you're not a. What's wrong with you?
I just don't think he has. I don't think he makes good songs.
Seriously?
Yeah, I don't like the songs. I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
They're not that good.
That is crazy. Mm-hmm. I have a story about Prince one time. Me and my wife went to a concert, right? Mm-hmm.
Prince concert.
Prince was on stage with some pajamas on, didn't have on no drawers, just swinging all over the place. And he invited some folks to come up on stage.
Yeah.
And I turned my head for like a second and she was on stage.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was. And Trey Thomas was with me, right?
Did he go on stage too?
No, he just looked at me like, you know how somebody look at you like, You know, you know how it's unwritten, like you don't say anything, but you kind of know.
Yeah, sure.
If Prince wants your wife, like he gonna have your wife, right?
So, that's how you felt?
Yeah, so I asked.
Yeah.
At the end of the night when we ride back, and I said, hey, ran on stage kind of fast. And I just asked, you know, how my mind worked. I said, hey, if Prince would have asked you to come on back to the room. And she just kind of looked at me.
So you didn't get an honest answer, or you did?
No, I got an honest answer. Yeah. When she gave me the look, I already knew what the answer was.
Yeah, you got the yes without the yes.
Yeah, I got that. So I was like, just let y'all know. Like, that's, you know, like them cats that wives and girlfriends be going to them Chris Brown concerts. It's about the same thing. I just wanted y'all to feel that a little bit today.
Well, perfect timing. The YouTube audience back. YouTube was down for a little while. They got to hear that story right as you told it. And, my favorite part, I mean this with no malice, is I still feel the pain in your face as you say.
Oh, no, it was hurtful. Like, dude, it's still hurting. When they said, hey, some ladies would like to come on, she was gone.
Yeah.
And she was on stage dancing with Prince. I still had that video too, because that night would have probably changed my whole entire life. But it was fun. She had fun. Big
you,
Prince.
You didn't.
I mean, I was just like, no, it more so for me, it was the way Trey looked at me. It was kind of like he looked like, dog, she gone.
Empathy and pity at the same time. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Reacted to the victory 28-22. Carson Wentz was our old buddy throwing the football to the wrong team. Jalen Hurts, the best passing game I've ever seen him have in the NFL. I thought it was better than both Super Bowls, just throwing the football. I know the Super Bowls were great, but there were no turnovers in this game. He didn't his legs weren't part of this. This was just his arm. And, you know, sometimes we ask, like, if you take away the Eagles' run game, if you take away Jalen's legs, can he win? And yesterday, he didn't have a run game behind him. His legs were not part of the game, and he won the game and torched Minnesota's secondary. Big days for AJ, big days for Devontae. Let's react to it all as the Eagles get back in the win column. Let's go to Allen in Central Jersey up on WIP. Hey, Allen.
Happy Monday with the Eagles. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, you. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Allen. A victory Monday we get to celebrate. How you doing, Allen?
Right.
What are you feeling?
And listen. The first Super Bowl against the Chiefs, outside of that fumble, which, again, cost us the Super Bowl against the Chiefs, he was unbelievable against the Chiefs.
He was.
So, again, he was incredible. Again, that was the fumble, and that's what stopped him from being the MVP. But again, he's got the talent. He's a good quarterback. Nothing more, nothing less. Now, we know these are two of the best receivers in football, with Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. That's no doubt. Now, Goddard, for whatever reason, I think he was in for the run more to help the run, only had 18 yards receiving. Now, on the other side, let's look at some concerns here. This is a backup quarterback. I mean, we're beating a team with a backup quarterback. That's the thing. Addison, like you pointed out, Joe, can you imagine if he had a good quarterback? They would have thrown for like 500 yards.
Yeah, he was open the whole game. I mean, Allen, we were talking about before the show today. So the Eagles were able to win yesterday and was great, and I think they're going to beat the Giants on Sunday and get some get back there. But after that, Allen, they got the Packers,
don't
the Lions.
Up. Don't hang up on me.
Don't you worry, Allen. Packers, Lions, Cowboys, back to back to back. We got to get that second corner spot shored up. Otherwise, we're going to have some trouble there.
Right, and here's the thing. Our secondary, you said Dory Jackson. I'm glad he was hurt, but it was worse. What's going to happen when we have to cover like Dallas, C.J. Lamb, Pickens, Tolbert, Ferguson, their tight end? Now, Redskins are all hurt, but when Noah Brown, McLaurin, and let's see, who am I forgetting? There's another receiver for a while. And Detroit, they got receivers running. And also, so that we can't block that out. That is, we're not going to win no Super Bowl without a secondary. And lastly, I wanted to say this. Our running game is terrible. 18 carries for 44 yards. It's not changing.
Yeah, it's not good. And Allen, it's been the whole year. Now, yesterday again, Allen, good phone call, man. Yesterday again, they get another injury in the offensive line. Right, Cam goes out. Mm-hmm. Toth has to come in. Obviously, it's a drop off there. So the O line in terms of the run game, it's been a disaster this year. You all right?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I mean,
so Allen, the Prince thing?
Well, no, I'm just Allen's off to like 3-4 games ahead, ain't he? We
got the big picture in mind here.
Allen's got vision.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, I didn't have the energy to. I just let Allen do his thing today.
Well, you were Mr.
What?
You were Mr. Negative, just like.
I wasn't being negative.
You were.
How was I negative? Well, what did I say that
you
was
negative? You basically were like, how come Jalen can't do this every week?
No.
How about some consistency?
No. You would yell at you on the phone if you called out and said that.
Absolutely.
Yep. Listen, I said what everybody else was thinking. Like, why can't we see that every week? Nobody
Hold
else
on.
Thought that?
Well, I say this every week, and I get called a hater.
Yeah, and you're doing the I told you so when Joe and I were telling you this for weeks now.
I mean, I've been kind of telling y'all, though. I've been trying to tell y'all every day.
Okay, well, we also told you.
I didn't say nothing to Allen. I was just like, Allen was like 4-5. I wasn't 4-5 games ahead.
I'm just, Allen is probably viewing this the same way a lot of Eagles fans are viewing it.
Allen has vision. Also, here's what I heard the first hour from Hugh Douglas. Mispronouncing towns at South Jersey.
That people are
reminiscing about a really tough moment back in his past with Prince, and ripping Jalen Hurts. I mean, that's been the first hour
that
of the show.
The first hour. Listen, I like to keep it in perspective.
Yeah,
but I didn't rip Jalen. But I would like to see this every week.
Well, I mean, yes.
I would like to see more consistency every week.
So would I. If he does this every week, you might as well get your MVP vote, MVP vet in, because he'll win the MVP. If he plays like this every week. I mean, he was awesome.
By the way, do you see he's tied in MVP odds with Dak Prescott?
I did, 33-1.
That seems insane.
Oh, wow. Dakota,
I'm not going to lie.
Lately, though.
Yeah, Dak's had like 3 games like Jalen had yesterday. Dak's had an incredible season so far.
Speaking of I told you so.
Yeah.
Cowboys thing.
Cowboy Quinn here.
Tried to tell you they were the biggest threat in the division.
Well, no one told me that Jaden Daniels would miss all these games.
Well, I mean, part of what my thinking was that, you know, he seems like a guy that a little bit injury prone.
Yeah,
you know,
and he might be now. I mean, this is two leg injuries this season already.
I didn't like Tom Brady before, but I really don't like Tom Brady now.
We'll
get to that. Yeah,
because he's saying, man, he's doing too much.
Yep. The Eagles got a win yesterday, but Hugh took an L. Yeah. We'll get to that.
A huge L.
Big L for Hugh Douglas. What else is doing right here?
He's doing too much.
Yeah. Well, you're not doing enough, obviously. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on all this.
I'll be busy on Sunday. I can't be running down there. Like
busy
doing...
on Sunday. Tom Brady calls the biggest game of the week on Fox.
Yeah.
We'll get to it.
Yeah, we'll get there. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. If you are a YouTube viewer, it is back up. We were down for a few minutes. I think it was all the Hugh Douglas lies in the first segment.
I wasn't lying.
They cut us off. Now, we're back up there. And, of course, you can listen on the Odyssey app at 94WIP. All right, your phone call's coming up. To me, that was the best game of Jalen Hurts' career as a thrower. Your reaction to the win, 28-22. We'll get to all the aspects of it coming up, including the plays that changed the game with Merrill Reese. Merrill joins us next. He called all the action in Minnesota, and then all your phone calls. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Fall is here, and you know what that means. That means comfort food and tailgates. Nothing brings the heat to your table like Hatfield Recipe Essentials. Chorizo. I like chorizo, people. Picture this cheesy chorizo dip bubbling on the table or in a hearty pot of your favorite chili or the chili that you make on them cold days. With Hatfield, you're getting flavor you can trust because they put better care in every step. For better pork on your plate, find recipes at simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need. They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.